Chapter 20.
No, I assure you, everything is fine.
3PO said in Leia's voice, looking just about as unhappy beneath his headset as a droid could possibly look.
Han and I decided that as long as we were out this way, we might as well take a look around the Abrigado system.
I understand, Your Highness.
Winter's voice came back over the Falcon speaker. To Han, she sounded tired. Tired and more than a little tense.
May I recommend, though, that you don't stay away too much longer?
3PO looked helplessly at Han.
We'll be back soon,
Han muttered into his comlink.
We'll be back soon,
3PO echoed into the Falcon's mic.
I just want to check out... The Gattos.
The Gattos.
Manufacturing infrastructure.
Yes, Your Highness,
Winter said.
I'll pass that information on to the Council. I'm sure they'll be pleased to hear it.
She paused, just noticeably.
I wonder if I might be permitted to speak with Captain Solo for a moment?
Across the cockpit, Lando grimaced. She knows, he mouthed silently.
No kidding,
Han mouthed back. He caught 3PO's eye and nodded.
Of course,
the droid said, sagging with obvious relief.
Han?
Han switched his comlink over.
I'm here, Winter. What's up?
I wanted to know if you had any idea yet when you and Princess Leia would be returning,
she said.
Admiral Akbar, particularly, has been asking about you.
Han frowned at the comlink. Akbar probably hadn't spoken two words to him outside of official business since he'd resigned his general's commission a few months back.
You'll have to thank the Admiral for his interest,
he told Winter, picking his words carefully.
I trust he's doing all right himself?
About as usual,
Winter said.
He's having some problems with his family, though, now that school is in full swing.
A little squabbling among the children?
Han suggested.
Bedtime arguments, mainly. Problems with the little one over who's going to stay up and read. That sort of thing. You understand.
Yeah, Han said. I know the kids pretty well. How about the neighbors? You still having trouble with them?
There was a brief pause.
I'm not exactly sure,
she said.
He hasn't mentioned anything about them to me. I can ask if you'd like.
It's no big deal, Han said. As long as the family's doing okay. That's the important thing.
I agree. At any rate, I think he mainly just wanted to be remembered to you.
Thanks for passing on the message.
He threw Lando a look.
Go ahead and tell him that we won't be out here too much longer. We'll go to Abrigado and maybe look in on a couple of others and then head back.
All right,
Winter said.
Anything else?
No. Yes, Han corrected himself. What's the latest on the Bip Fasci recovery program?
Those three systems the Imperials hit?
Right.
And where he and Leia had had their second brush with those gray-skinned alien kidnappers. But there was no point in dwelling on that.
Let me call up the proper file,
Winter said.
It's coming along reasonably well. There were some problems with supply shipments, but the material seems to be moving well enough now.
Han frowned at the speaker.
What did Akbar do? Dig up some mothballed container ships from somewhere?
Actually, he made his own.
Winter came back dryly.
He's taken some capital ships. Star cruisers and attack frigates, mostly. Cut the crews back to skeleton size and put in extra droids and turn them into cargo ships.
Han grimaced.
I hope he's got some good escorts along with him. Empty star cruisers would make great target practice for the Imperials.
I'm sure he's thought of that,
Winter assured him.
And the orbit dock and shipyards at Sluis Van are very well defended.
I'm not sure anything's really well defended these days,
Han returned sourly.
Not with the Imperials running loose like they are. Anyway, gotta go. Talk to you later.
Enjoy your trip, Your Highness. Goodbye.
Lando snapped his fingers at 3PO.
Goodbye, Winter,
the droid said,